Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to another dual broadcast of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast and the Everything Church Related Podcast. That's right, folks, a dual broadcast, and you know that means that we are doing something special today. Today, I have back on the program Tom Donnan. He was on about a month ago. Tom is an author, an intercessor, a prophet, a prayer warrior, and a speaker. Tom Donnan has encountered thousands of Christians and ministers who struggle with evil disruptions in their lives. And he's prayed with them. He's seen the Holy Spirit move powerfully in their lives. People have experienced God in new ways and have a fresh desire for more of his presence. Tom's first book, Healing the Nation, addresses a coming move of God that he believes will restore America to its former glory if God's people will return to him with childlike faith and expect to see the great miracles. He states, mediocrity in our churches is becoming fatal. Without a demonstration of God's supernatural power, the church lacks credibility. We need places where we can intersect the space of heaven and earth, and God is about to release a sweeping revival. It'll not be pockets of revival for a temporary season, but rather a healing of the land where churches become a holy of holies and the presence of God abides with us. Healing the Nations brings a dynamic vision of this new move of God, outlining what it'll look like and how each believer can be a part of it, moving through the repentance to a powerful walk in Christ. Amen. Now, last time we talked about his book, Healing the Nation, and today we're going to talk about that repentance and a few other things. And, you know, we have to make sure that the Holy Spirit is the one leading and guiding this discussion. I mean, we're going to deal with the days and times we live in today, and, you know, they're discussed in the Bible extensively, and Tom has a unique perspective on some of these things. Will there be warnings for those who are watching in faith? Have we entered a time where things are going faster and faster, almost like a car speeding out of control down a mountainside pass? But first, help me welcome back to the program, Tom Donnan. Glory to God. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Pastor Bob, it is just a pleasure to be with you. We have so much fun when we talk together.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, we swap God's stories, and it gets more exciting all the time.
Amen. We're two like-minded spirits, that's for sure. Now, just to catch people up who may not have been listening to our prior conversation, and if that pertains to you, go back and listen to episodes 246, 247, 248, and 249. Yeah, we talked a while last time. You can find those by visiting our website at www.kcrpodcast.com. Amen. All right, Tom, as last time, my first question for you to answer is all about you. Tell us, who is Tom Donnan?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm 65 years old. I've been retired for nearly a year now. I was an elevator mechanic for 44 years, which was absolutely the love of my life. I enjoyed doing that. I have three children, five grandchildren, which I now get the opportunity to spend more time with. And also, too, as an author, I do speaking, and a lay minister, the opportunity, when it arises, I try to capitalize on that no matter where I'm at. And then moving forward with ministering in my home church at Joliet First Assembly with Pastor Rusty Raley has been a lot of fun. And then exploring other avenues. So I'm now taking some classes because I have time to do it.
Amen.
This is the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so with this is capitalizing on it. And for the listener, the thing is that I'm compelled to move forward. After my near-death experience where I did die of a heart attack and went into the spiritual realm where God talked to me, and he just said one sentence, and it was a powerful one. It says, it is only while we are on earth that we can work for Jesus. Well, I included us in, you know, we in there, but it was personal. It's only while you, Tom, are on earth that you can work for Jesus. And then the paramedics brought me back to life, and since that time, I realize I have to use my time wisely.
Amen.
And so that's what I've been trying to do and further the kingdom of God. And of course, you have a lot of fun when that takes place. and then recently, the Lord had given me a message about a season change, and that's why I had contacted you.
Yeah, amen. And that's what we're going to discuss. What happened on March 20th?
Wow, I'll tell you what. Okay, so here's the thing, is that when God is excited about something, you know, there's so many things that can be understood in just a single act. Now, he is a God of time and order, okay? And so the thing is that when he is excited about a new thing, it will show up at like 12:01 or 12:02 in the morning, you know, because this, a season had just ended, or a time of intercession that I was going through had just ended. And so he'll be quick. I mean, it's like he's excited. He is excited to share with me that something new is taking place, and when it happens right after midnight, that's how I know that this is fun for him, and he is looking forward to the release of this new thing, which comes to the main message is that I had seen is that he has a gift for churches. Now, what does that, you know, mean, right? Is that this is more like a vision experience where I'm actually living this. And so the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, I could feel come on me, and the vision started, and I saw a setup. The setup was like a rectangular room where there was prayer, and then there was a small room that was off to the side. So we had gotten the room ready for an event, but we were going into the smaller room for the purpose of praying for repentance. So we entered this, we're getting ready to enter into this room, and the man that's with me is carrying this square cubed box that was of, it looked like it was of metal, right? And it didn't have an opening. So he's carrying this thing like it is the most precious thing on earth. And I took notice of this, and I thought, well, you know, I've never seen anybody do something like this before. So we walk into the small room, and in there is two girls. Now, the girls are the representative of the daughters of the church. It's a common thing in Scripture where daughters can represent, you know, cities or churches or communities, you know, and so is one of the symbolisms of it. And so the two girls were in there. Now, the ages were interesting. The ages were probably 14 and 16, which means is that one was more mature than the other.
Okay.
So I saw myself place my hand upon the head of the younger girl, and I felt power flow into it. Now, it was a mild flow, and I took notice of it. And then I took my hand and I placed it on the older girl, and I'm telling you, the power was absolutely amazing. I saw power bolts shoot into her head, you know, and it wasn't just a small thing. I'm telling you, this went on for some time, and I'm like, Lord, what in the world is going on here? And I'm kind of glancing at the man who's holding the box, and I see the two of them are connected because this room is for the purpose of repentance. Now, I'll tell you, it seems as though, because I've been working at this for a while, since 2006, repentance is a hard sell. And it's hard to get people to enter into this, even though King David in the Psalms talks about taking time to ask God, have I offended you in any way? Examine my heart. Show me if I have any offense. As a whole, well, I don't think we do a whole lot
of
that.
One of the things that's going on in society today is nobody wants to take responsibility. Everything is always somebody else's fault. And you can't be like that with God. With God, it's all your fault because he doesn't mess up.
Well, see, that's the other thing, too, is that, you know, he sees truth very precisely, and he speaks truth very precisely. And as human beings, we tend to skirt around that kind of 100% truth because it's tough. It's tough to look at that type of truth.
So how can a person or a believer talk about this box? That's the gift of repentance. That's what you're trying to get to?
Repentance is going to open up the box.
That opens the box, okay.
Yes. Now, brings up the question.
What's the gift? Yeah,
what's in the box? Well, two questions then, all right? To what level do you have to press in order to be able to see the box open? And then two is that, what is in the box? Now, I have a couple of ideas, because you know, in hindsight, usually is like really good vision, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I shouldn't have done that.
Well,
that's usually that's the way it works. Or I should have done this, you know. So
I have a couple of thoughts on that. You know, typically what happens is that when you talk about seeing the movement of the Holy Spirit, a common phrase will be is that, you know, they keep God in the box,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that would be the Holy Spirit and the movement of the Holy Spirit, because, you know, when he moves, he's God, and God's ways are not our ways, and it can be a little bit unnerving sometimes to see what happens when the Holy Spirit is free to move. So that was the first thought.
Mm-hmm.
The second thought is that the presence of God is an atmosphere change where the intersection of heaven and earth open up, and the two become one, and then God's presence is there, which is usually associated with the love, and then he's free to move about the people that are in the building, the church, the sanctuary, or wherever his presence is released, and then he touches their hearts, their lives. You know, he can melt a stone-hard heart in mm-hmm. just an instant.
Instant,
and then
yep.
cascade into a release of all the... I don't know about the listening audience. I'll tell you what, but I have been a stuffer. I have stuffed my emotions down to where I thought I was going to explode until the Holy Spirit came along and helped me to release some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so when God's presence shows up and he melts that stone wall, I mean, then the stuff just seems to flow out. So that's the beautiful thing about being in the presence, as well as seeing instantaneous healings taking place. I love it when I'm traveling with Pastor Phil Corbett, because he has a healing revival ministry,
mm-hmm.
and I see when this atmosphere opens up that it touches the people's hearts. And he's used to having altar calls where people come forward for prayer, and he'll pray for them, and he'll see the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. But in the last couple of years, he's starting to see that the third person in line for prayer gets healed before they even get up there.
Amen. It's faith. Praise God.
Well, and so it's absolutely awesome, because there's no, how would you say it? God just did it because he wanted to do it.
Yeah. He's sovereign. That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And the thing is, if God wills it, ain't no devil in hell going to stop it.
Well, that's for sure. And that's that's the beauty of being in an atmosphere of heaven and earth, because mm-hmm. you have that pure atmosphere of heaven that is saturated in the sanctuary or the place where this is taking place.
Amen.
And then the third thing is that the glory.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The glory of God is another whole level. And when you think about that, you think about what happened when Moses went up onto the mountain to meet with God,
mm-hmm.
right? And when he came down, he didn't know that his face was glowing. No,
he didn't even know he'd been up there 40 days or 40 nights.
Yeah.
There's no time when you're with God. Time, God exists outside of time. So when he pulls you into his presence, there is no time.
Well, that's true. And that's absolutely amazing dynamic. It's so sometimes I have a suspicion that it may be his glory. And the reason is that I'm seeing an upswing in spiritual activity in this transfer, that season transfer. Now, mm-hmm. let me elaborate on a season transfer, okay? And so I believe that this last season that I was in was 19 years long, okay? Mm. So 19 is an interesting concept, because when you look up biblical numbers, what I'm trying to do is bring up my notes, biblical numbers about the number 19, it has a really good meaning. And so, oh, there it is. And so it's a prime number, and that is interesting that it's a prime number. And so, okay, where is it? I'm trying to speed read. It's not working too well.
Well, just explain it in your own words.
Is that it is something that is, it correlates to a season change, you know, a good season change. And so now the thing is that with the season change, you start to see a flow of the Holy Spirit. And we are seeing the flow of the Holy Spirit. And in that Holy Spirit flow, just last week, let's see, sometimes I lose my track of time, you know. That's what happens when you're retired. But on on Sunday, we have two services at church. There's about 800 people or more that attend Joliet First Assembly. Mm-hmm. And so there's two services. And so as I'm waiting to go into the church, the second service, because I like the second service, is that we're waiting. It's like, what in the world is going on in there? Because the doors are closed. Mm. And then they flood out, they open up and people flood out. And this friend of mine comes up to me, my friend Larry. He says, oh, you're going to like this one, Tom. They were laying all over the front. And I'm thinking, okay, this is new, right? So instead of sitting in the back, I like to sit in the back because when the Holy Spirit starts flowing, I can see it taking place in the different sections of the church.
Yeah.
So I move up forward, and because I want to see what's happening to the people when they wind up praying, because this is the first time that I have been there that they were going to do prayer, altar prayer. And so I move up forward, and to my surprise is that Pastor Rusty pointed to me, and he waves for me to come up, and I think, okay, I turn around. Is he looking at somebody else? So no, he was looking at me. So I go up there, and we form a four-person team, two men, two women, and we lay hands on people, and they are dropping like rocks.
Hey, man, I love
it when
that happens.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell people, what do you want, 10 years of psychotherapy or 30 minutes on the floor with the Holy Spirit?
I take five. Golly. I've been there, done that. That 5 minutes, you know, there's no explaining it.
You know? Well, that's true. There was one time when Pastor Phil was ministering close to home here. There was the pastor's daughter who was part of the worship team. She was near 40. And Pastor Phil says to her, come up here, sister. So he doesn't usually put people on the spot. So what happened is that she comes up, and then he turns around and he walks away. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, like, yo, this is like really rude, right? And so he brought her up there on purpose, and then all of a sudden, about 10 minutes later, it's like a switch is turned, and man, he makes a beeline back to her, right? Okay, so he barely places his hands on her, and she, I'm telling you, the woman bounced off the floor. I thought, that had to have hurt, right? So she is on the floor for like a half an hour, and I thought, Lord, what's going on over here? So I go over there, and I sit down in a chair with the ladies that were ministering to her and praying for her. And it was as if I saw a river of mud just flowing out the tip of her toes. No, God was just cleaning the inside out. And when that woman got off the floor, she was different.
Yeah.
And when she started worshiping the next day, it was different.
Amen.
It was absolutely amazing. And this is what was happening on Sunday. The Sunday service had been transformed and people's lives were touched. And, you know, here's the thing. We had a display of the manifest presence of God, something that America is lacking.
Yeah.
And people had a touch from God that there's no way somebody could ever say that wasn't real, because now they know that they know that they know this was real.
Yep. And we don't have time to get into it today, but I want you to come back and talk about what we're seeing in the news right now and how that all ties into what we're talking about. You know, the time of repentance and you know, the gift of repentance, right?
Yeah.
Where they have to repent in order to receive the gift. And the gift is, of course, the cleansing and the washing of water by the word and a new creation. Every time I talk about the new creation, it just sends sensations through my body I can't explain. You know, you are, once a person accepts Christ and they're born again, there are, you know, before, put it like this, before when Jesus was on the earth, there was two types of people. Jews and Gentiles. Afterwards, it was Jews, Gentiles, and the church. And the church is a third creation that did not exist before. Therefore, when it is now on the earth, it is pure, clean. It cannot sin. And when you are born again, your spirit will never sin. Now, you can mentally and consciously sin and make those decisions, but it doesn't affect your spirit. You know, does that make sense, what I'm saying? Because the Holy Spirit, when you get that cleansing from God, like you were talking about with that woman, yeah, you get up. You are a new person. You're a spirit being living in this body, but your old spirit man is dead. It died. with Christ. And Jesus, when God raised him from the dead, that gave us new life. You know, and that's the part that people have a hard time understanding. Well, I did this, I did that, I did that. No, 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 no. Your old man did those things. Well, I was born again 20 years ago, and I just did all this stuff, and I'm going to hell. No, you're not. Just repent of it. Get washed of it. You mean God will forgive me for that? Yeah. Otherwise, if there is one sin that will send you to hell that Jesus did not pay for on the cross, his job was not done, and therefore we're all lost. Jesus paid it completely, and the only way you go to hell now is by choice. And that choice is to refuse Jesus, you know. That's why the disciples, they were martyred. They're just like, you are not getting me to repent or to recant my testimony because I've seen him. I know he's alive, you know, and burn me at the stake, chop my head off, put bamboo shoots up my neck. I don't care. I'm not denying Christ. And we need to get to that point as a society, especially, forget about society right now. Think about you. Individually, you know, well, I think our nation's going to hell in a hand. Okay, well, forget about your nation. What about you? You know, that's who Jesus came for. He didn't come to save America. He came to save you. You know, and when we get down on that basic level and get that right, then we can get the church right. When we get the church right, we get our culture right. When we get our culture right, we get our society right. And we're back in the ball game again. But it starts with an individual decision. And that, you know, oh, don't get me preaching, brother. Don't, like I say on my radio program, don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Glory to God.
Well, no, I'm listening because that's one of the other messages is that I'm seeing often is about the harvest. It seems as though the fields are ripe and that there is a flow going. And there have been times past where I should tell the listener is that I'm a volunteer for Need Him Ministries. They have chat service, telephone, and text.
Yep.
Where people who want to have conversation about Christianity can go to one of the websites. I think they have about seven sites now where they can link. We talked about this before.
Yes, we did.
Because you had one.
Yep, I used to link to them. Absolutely.
And so this comes up.
Put that on my website again.
Well, this comes up, and the issue is that, well, you know, I can't go to church because of the hypocrites. Or, you know, if God treated his son so badly, you know, I don't think that I could do this. And they said, well, what about the people that never hear the message? And it's a smokescreen.
Yeah.
It always has to come back to you. You know, what are you going to do with this man, Jesus?
Yeah, that's right.
And be able to deal with that. So there is a lot of times that it's a smokescreen to be able to get them off the issue so that they can continue to live. Now, in one of my books, the last one that I had written, 7:14, Angels on Assignment, at the very end, the last chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And the last chapter is about trying to reach an atheist. No, and the atheist always has an excuse about not believing God. And so I tried to deal with that at the end of the book because that's kind of like the most frustrating kind of conversation for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's from my learned experience, I tried to elaborate on that issue to bring people to see that this is just a temporary life. The real life is beyond this.
Yep. Well, Tom, I don't mean to interrupt, but we are all out of time for today. You got a special gift that you want to announce for our audience, and tell us how they can contact you and how they can obtain that gift.
Okay, I'm glad to do that. Because of the gift of repentance, I want to be able to throw my support to it and to bless your radio audience. So on April 29th, a Sunday, till May 3rd, they can go to my page on Amazon. If they do a search in Amazon, they put in Tom Donnan, the last name is spelled D as in David, O-N-N-A-N, put in Tom Donnan, and all of the books on the Kindle versions will be free to download for those number of days. And I believe that this will help them to be able to come into the repentance and aid them in moving into that direction. Plus, I'd like to put a mention in here for my Facebook page, which is Healing the Nation Ministries, and I post dreams, visions, and the words that the Lord has given me, plus these interviews, which are really a blessing.
Amen. Amen. They're a blessing to our audience. I know that. Do you have an email or just want to go through Facebook or what? Website?
I do not have a website, but the email address is healingthenation1776@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Tom, we got more to talk about. Will you come back for another session?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Amen. Folks, you heard it. Now it's up to you. You got to go out there and get this stuff. Give us the dates again, Tom, for the free books.
April 29th to May 3rd.
I'm typing it in the show notes as we speak. Amen. All right. Tom, like you said, I mean, we could kill off a couple pots of coffee. Easy. You know, easy, and just scratch the surface of what we want to talk about. I mean, Tom, it's getting more and more common, I should say, but you know, it's still a rarity to find someone that you just click with at every single level. I mean, it is so, you know, to me, it's so spiritually refreshing. You know, I talk to people almost every day, and you know, some of them I'm behind them. Yep, you got it. You know, where it's their ministry and they're doing it and I'm for them, go for it, you know. And then there are others that, you know, it's like, wow, like a brother from a different mother or something, you know what I mean? I mean, it's you yeah. tie that close together, and we are basically, because we have one father and that's God. And, you mm-hmm. know, so we do have different mothers, and we're all in the family of God. Glory to yeah. God. Folks, unity, that's you too. If you are a believer, if you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you are in the family. Praise God. Come around for a cup of coffee when Tom and I get talking. Glory. Because when we talk, you're going to need some coffee. We're going to be a while. Praise God. Tom, I appreciate you coming on today's program. We are going to put all this stuff together, and we're going to try and promote it as well as we can to all our audiences. And folks, go to Tom's Facebook page and sign up. Healing the Nation Ministries on Facebook. Go and type in Amazon, Tom Donnan, and find all the Kindle books and download them free. I mean, I've read the physical books, and they are excellent. And you are going to love these Kindle editions, especially the price. Amen. Yeah. All right, Tom, that's all the time we have for today. I just thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to join us. We're going to pick it up again next time. I've got notes that I wanted to ask Tom about, and we're not done. I don't let him off the hook till we finish. Glory to God. And for Tom Donner and myself, this is Pastor Bob Tibble reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.